Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's go ahead and let's spend a little bit of time in this module kind of reviewing some of those key concepts that we've learned about accruals and deferrals. And let's jump right into it and go ahead to the next slide. And on this slide, I've just put together a little table for you that lists out some of the key concepts. Let's kind of look at this table together for a few moments. First thing that they list are the prepaid expenses, the deferred expenses. Remember what these are. The company makes a prepayment and records that as an asset. It remains an asset and doesn't become an expense until the asset has been used up. So the relationship here is one between an asset and an expense account. The adjusting entry always will be a debit to an expense and a credit to the asset account. Your unearned or deferred revenues, well, follow a similar logic, except in this case, the company has received cash in advance before performing some type of service. The receipt of cash in advance is considered a liability, right? We now owe the service as soon as we take the cash. If we have a liability, it doesn't actually become a revenue until we do the work and earn it. So the relationship is one between a liability and a revenue account, and the adjusting entry will always be a debit to the liability, unearned revenue, and a credit to your revenue account. Those are your deferrals. Exchange of cash first, action later. The next two are the accruals. Accrued revenues, when the revenue is recorded first and the exchange of cash happens later. In this case, we've earned the revenue, we just haven't gotten the cash yet. Making sales on account, a good example. The relationship is one between an asset, some type of receivable, money owed to us, and a revenue account. The adjusting entry will always be a debit to that receivable, an asset, and a credit to the revenue. Finally, we have our accrued expenses, expenses that have been incurred prior to the exchange of cash. In this case, we need to record the expense and reflect a liability because we haven't paid any cash yet, but we now owe the cash. So the relationship between an expense and a liability account and the adjusting entry will always be debit to the expense, credit to the payable or liability account. I think you'll find this table helpful as you're getting the key concepts of adjusting entries and accruals and deferrals down. Let's go ahead to the next slide, and I have a question for you. I want to see if you can answer this question. Here's what the question is. Which of the following statements concerning accrual basis accounting is incorrect? Which of these four is not a true statement? And here's what the four statements are. Accrual basis accounting follows the revenue recognition principle. Accrual basis accounting is the method required by GAAP. Accrual basis accounting recognizes expenses when they are paid. And accrual basis accounting follows the matching concept. Now, which of those four is not a true statement? Pretend that we're on an exam. And this is the question. I said, well, okay, which of these four is not true? So how are we going to answer? I'd like you to think about it for a second and see if you can come up with the correct answer first. And once you go to the next slide, and let's go through it together. Okay, letter A, accrual basis accounting follows the revenue recognition principle. Yeah, that's true, right? The revenue recognition or realization principle is one of the foundations of accrual accounting. That's not true. Okay, letter B, accrual basis accounting is the method required by GAAP. Also true, right? That is GAAP. A GAAP is accrual accounting. That's not the correct answer. That is a correct statement. Take that away. So we're left with two of them. Which of those two is also a true statement? Which of those two thus would not be the answer to this question? Now it's letter D, right? Accrual basis accounting most certainly follows the matching concept. So the statement that was incorrect was letter C. Accrual basis accounting recognizes expenses when cash is paid. False. Accrual accounting says to record revenues and expenses independent of cash in and cash out. Okay, just a little self-test there. Go ahead to the next slide, and let's go back to our accounting cycle. We've talked about just about all of these steps, except the one there in blue, and we'll spend a minute or two on this one. But just to review, the basic accounting cycle: record transactions in the journal, post them to the T accounts or to the ledger. Once you've done that, prepare an unadjusted trial balance. After that's done, record and post your adjusting entries. We spent a lot of time doing adjusting entries in this chapter. The one step here that we haven't focused on is step five, preparing an adjusted trial balance. And let's go to the next slide and let's spend a couple of minutes with this adjusted trial balance. The adjusted trial balance, key point number one, is done after we record and post adjusting entries. So do your adjusting entries, put those into your journal, post them over to your ledger, and then prepare your adjusted trial balance. The purpose of the adjusted trial balance, well, it's the same as the unadjusted trial balance, to ensure that debits equal credits. In this case, after all adjustments have been made. So same idea. We want to make sure that debits equal credits now that we've included these adjusting entries. Another key point of the adjusted trial balance is the same thing as the unadjusted trial balance. It's just a listing of the accounts with their balances to ensure that total debits equal total credits. The only difference is the adjusted trial balance includes the effects of the adjusting entries. That's it. Other than that, they are the exact same thing. A listing of accounts with their balances. The adjusted trial balance, of course, includes the effects of year-end adjustments. Finally, from the adjusted trial balance, we can do the next step in the accounting cycle, and that is we can prepare income statements, owner's equity statements, and balance sheets, the financial statements.